Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
410-583-1057. You can win a $50 gift card to Barrel House Live. 410-583-1057. It's in Falston. I think we're doing Baltimore Game Down Center
next
pregames
week.
Next week there. So $50, you can eat for, if you eat for $50, they'll pay for it. 410-583-1057. Yeah, drinks. $50 gift card. Barrel House Live. But Ravens beat Miami. Orioles have a new skipper. It's a perfect time to talk everything local with sports columnist Baltimore Banner, Kyle Goon, who joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Kyle, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get into the games, the league announced a $100,000 fine for the Ravens for this whole misunderstanding as far as Lamar's availability for the Bears game. So I guess nothing to see here, because that's a slap on the wrist to a guy who is a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of about what we expected. The NFL said they found no evidence of, you know, trying to get an advantage. I still think, you know, it's pretty hard rule to trip over. It's pretty squared up in the rule book that if the starter takes scout team reps, he's limited. But, you know, that's what the NFL found, and I think Ravens fans should feel relieved that it's not a draft pick and just a fine.
Well, before we get to the game, Kyle, one of your latest columns for the Banner titled, "It Shouldn't Be This Hard for the Ravens to Shoot Straight on Lamar Jackson's Health." And it was a lot of weirdness in 2022, especially where there wasn't much transparency. It seems like there's been such a communication breakdown between these two parties, and it continued last week.
Yeah, and I just kind of question, I mean, everyone kind of knows that Lamar generally keeps his own counsel. He's his own agent. His mom is his business manager. You know, I mean, I think the Ravens, sort of like a lot of vets, generally trust him to take care of his own body in the off season, and he's dropped weight recently. But all that being said, I mean, I think there is sort of it just seems to me that there's sort of a disconnect when it comes to the Ravens and their understanding of Lamar's health. I kind of looked to last week when Lamar came in during the Wednesday practice about 20 minutes late, and just seemed like a surprise to a lot of folks. And I think, you know, the fact that they can't kind of accurately convey, you know, what's going on with him might have a little something to do with how they handle him, how Lamar handles himself, and maybe just the information really not flowing freely between these two parties all the time.
So how much do we make of these two wins that were obviously necessary? They were season saving. The opponents have their issues. I mean, how much differently do you think of the Ravens now than 5-6 days ago?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because the Dolphins really tried to give that game away, especially in the first half, where it was just sort of like, why do you guys only have 6 points? But that being said, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. The Ravens went 2-0 in a stretch that they had to go 2-0. And now we have the trade deadline. And to me, before these last two games, I was sort of like, if I'm Eric DaCosta and I look at this 1-5 team and these guys are not fighting adequately to keep this season alive, I'm not ready to trade for help. But given that, you know, they've now won two games in a row, Lamar is healthy and looked really comfortable, especially in the second half last night. I think those guys are in a position where you can credibly say, okay, we have a chance to challenge for the AFC North. We need a little help. We need a pass rusher. If possible, we need an interior lineman who can actually get some push up front. Daniel Falele is not getting the job done.
Nope.
And I think if no way, right? And if Eric DaCosta can address two of those areas, or those two areas, maybe even just one of those two areas, I think that would be a pretty good outcome for this trade deadline.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Kyle Gunn, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. So how active do you expect Eric to be? Do you see them making at least one more trade? We were talking earlier, like, it doesn't usually happen in the NFL where teams make three trades, but could you foresee them doing something like that?
Three trades seems like a lot. And, you know, I mean, you think of last season when they sort of had something in place for Calais Campbell. It didn't come to pass. I mean, it's just so tricky to set up that many deals. And I think, you know, a bunch of teams, I mean, you know, the Bengals and the Steelers are also in a somewhat similar position where they are somewhat mediocre teams who want to buy and try and challenge for the division. So, I think there's going to be a lot of competition. I would be surprised to see three trades. I think two is a good target, but I would expect maybe one.
Kyle, the defense now three straight, really solid performances, and they've really tightened up in the red zone. Offenses are scoring touchdowns on just three of the 11 trips inside the 20. Are you buying this turnaround from Zach Orr's group?
I am, and I think one reason I am is you just see, I mean, we kind of talked about it in the abstract in the offseason about what Kyle Hamilton's impact can be moving up to the line of scrimmage. Well, shoot. I mean, now you kind of see it. You kind of see, you know, if you put Aloe Gilman back there and you move Kyle Hamilton up to affect the line of scrimmage as a pass rusher, as a run stopper, as a screen blow-up guy, he just does a ton of things. And I really think, you know, it's not so much a gimmick as it is just the scheme that the Ravens got to have to put their best football player in position to make plays. And if they can add a little pass rushing help, either in the interior or on the edge, I think that would help a lot because, you know, really you're only getting pressure from the scheme blitzes right now. It's really hard for them to get pressure with three or four. And if they can find a guy who makes them a little more credible on that front, I think that helps a lot in this overhaul effort.
Lamar, second half, I think, is a better indicator of where we're going. After working through the kinks and trusting his hammy again and all that in the first half and making up for a month or so without really even being able to practice, let alone play?
Yeah, I think so. And the second half, Lamar was a little bit closer to what I think of when I think of Lamar's pocket presence. I mean, even going back to the first few weeks of the season when he was healthy, it just seemed like he was a little skittish. They had trouble stepping up. He had trouble trusting his blockers. And
yeah,
maybe that has more to do with the relationship with the offensive line than just Lamar's overall presence. But I thought that second half, those scoring drives that he put together, he looked really confident. He looked like he was attacking more so than backpedaling. He had the one rush for 13 yards, I believe, and you know, showed a little bit of the burst. I'd like to see more of that. But, yeah, that was just the Lamar I've been expecting to see, not just coming back from injury, but really all season.
Kyle, before I let you go, just got to get an Oriole question for you. Just what did you think of the Oriole skipper hire, a guy that not many of us had heard of before they announced it, and something that would be unfair to ask a beat guy, but fair to ask you. The Orioles' decision to try to sell tickets in a tweet off the announcement of a hire of a guy that most fans have never heard of.
Yeah, that was an interesting marketing choice. I've stopped trying to understand the Orioles' marketing choices. But in terms of Craig Albernaz, I mean, a wicked, amazing Boston accent, first of all. Love
yes.
that Massachusetts accent that I'm sure will never grate on anyone. But he seems like a great dude. I mean, you know, Andy and John Mioli have done a couple stories on people who know him. I'm looking forward to getting to meet him next week. I applaud the organization for looking outside and finding somebody who has experience with the Giants and the Guardians and seems to be a trusted person throughout baseball. So I think it's a really promising hire. I mean, obviously I want to know more about him, but I think it's a good swing for an organization that really tends not to look past its own borders.
Kyle Goon is a columnist for the Baltimore Banner. Kyle, thanks as always for your time, man. Great stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get to Northern Exposure next. And what's going on with the Steelers? Could they get boat raced on Sunday? We'll hear from TJ Watt on the Steelers' struggles, and we'll talk about that Steelers-Colts game next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Here on the Fan.
Just didn't play good enough football. That's point blank. We need to watch the film and see what happened, but not see the football.
I know you guys have been frustrated by the lack of turnovers lately. When you look at the tape from previous games and when you look at this game tonight, what do you think is just lacking in that area?
Just not enough playmaking.
Were they getting the ball off fast? That way you weren't able to get home in much?
No excuse, man. We need to find ways to affect the game.
TJ Watt not happy after the Steelers' 35-25 loss at home to the Packers. And now they host the red-hot Indianapolis Colts, who come in with, I don't even know if it's arguably, the best offense in all of football, Jason.
Yeah, this is the fully revved up, recharged return. The roar is back, and we still haven't even seen really Rice downfield yet. I'm interested to see what these teams do in this game. I'm interested to see what these teams do before the deadline. I have serious questions about Buffalo. I know they destroyed Carolina coming off a bye, but I don't love their defensive line. I don't love their pass rush. I don't love their secondary. Now, look, he's been great with time to prepare. And let's face it, the Bills have been preparing for this game since the bye. I mean, Carolina was a speed bump on the way to what they have going. I'm interested to see how these teams adapt and react. If anybody in this division looks like they can be a threat for the teams at the top of this conference. And I just have a hard time buying anybody in this division beating the likes of Buffalo, Denver, Kansas City, Indianapolis.
But what about Pittsburgh this weekend against the Colts? They're at home. They lose this game, they're 500.
I don't think anybody in this division can beat any of those teams, including the Colts. Like, I put the Colts in that list. Like, I think there's a class in this conference that I'm not ready to put any team in the North in. And there's a lot of numbers, right, that'll tell you that this is when Mike Tomlin's teams bow up. And
this is on brand if they won this game.
It is, but also we've said that about the Ravens, and it took them a while to get there. Pittsburgh is 15-5-1 against the spread. Their last 21 is a home dog. They're 7-1-1 against the spread. Their last 9 as a home dog of 3 points or more. But guys, we can go back their last 16 games. They're allowing over 25 points a game. That's a full season. We're going back 16 games. We're going back into last year. I'm not just focused on the fact that they allowed 35 and then 33 the week before that. Last 16 games, they've allowed 27 points or more 9 times. They've allowed 29 points or more 7 times. They're 30th in total defense. They're allowing 386 yards a game.
I think the first drive that Indy has will be very telling.
Yeah, but here's the flip side. The Packers didn't do diddly squat in the first half of that game.
And then Jordan Love completes 20 straight passes in the second half. But I feel like especially so this game, Ken, because coming off that second half debacle where they got embarrassed in primetime, if Indy goes right down the field and scores a touchdown, I think things could snowball and they could get ran out of their own building.
Jason, I'm going to ask you a question I think I asked you earlier in the week. And that is, you know, we talk a lot on this show about the Roquan Smith contract and how bad it could be moving forward. The TJ Watt contract, they just signed him. He's making $40 million plus a year and he doesn't look like an every down player anymore.
Could be a total disaster. I mean, I think you're going to have to recalibrate expectations. Like, when are they using him? How are they using him? I know in that building, they feel like they can't sit back and play zone and try to just rush for. So I think they're going to play more man. I think they're going to blitz more, and that might help him out. But when you pay a guy that much money, you don't really want to be thinking about what do we have to do to maximize Watt. It should be how many people is Watt making better? And I'm just not sure that's going to be the case for them. His brother hit the wall
and never came back.
His body started falling apart quickly. We saw it with the older Bosa. Now we're seeing it with the younger Bosa. Like, I don't know if this Watt is in line for as precipitous of a fall as his brother, but like, I think people forget that like his brother was going out to Arizona to try to pad his stats at the end of the year. Nobody else really wanted him.
No.
I'll say this, too. A lot of the focus is on TJ Watt, and rightfully so, but Alex Highsmith just got paid not that long ago as well, and he's got 1.5 sacks, 1 tackle. Like, he's been a non-factor as well. Well, their whole defense,
Cam Hayward,
the highest paid defense in football. They all stink.
Think about the name guys. So TJ Watt looks like he's falling off a cliff. You mentioned Highsmith got paid not doing much.
Slay got $10 million.
Cam Hayward looks like he's cooked. Slay and Ramsey don't look great. Patrick Queen, like the guys they paid aren't playing good football. And the Harmon kid, who I love out of Oregon, got hurt in what, preseason and doesn't look right yet.
It's bad. I mean, it's bad. And again, Indianapolis, what they're doing offensively, 3.46 points per drive. That's the highest in the NFL since 2000. 62% of their drives end in a score. That's the highest in the NFL since 2000. 34 points a game. 14.5 points per game point differential. 385 yards total offense. Again, Pittsburgh's giving up 386. I think Indianapolis has their way with them.
They are having the anniversary of the 2005 Steelers. I saw Bill Cowher. He's apparently going to give them a pep talk. So maybe.
I remember the Ravens once played the Steelers on a like either a Sunday night or a Monday night, and it was an anniversary, and they had all the old Steelers players there, and the Ravens got their the Ravens got their rear ends killed. Coming up next, by the way, we'll have our best bets with Bone during TMI, and we'll get some Beltway Ben's best bets. Won a bet there at 4:45. But coming up next, Lamar Jackson on the football field for the first time in over a month. Looked like he almost looked like he never left, but there were some growing pains during the game. What about Lamar yesterday? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Next here on The Fan.
Oh my gosh, she was texting the game, you know, but unfortunately I couldn't. But it's just great to be back, man. Like I said, get a dub.
Lamar Jackson hadn't played since the Kansas City game on September 28th, so just a little over a month later, he was back on the field, and all he did was throw for four touchdowns, no interceptions. Four touchdowns, five incompletions. Passer rating of 143.2. Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6.
Look, I was expecting a lot from him, wondered how much he might be rusty, out of form, feeling his way through things, timing issues, you know, being synced up with his teammates, all that stuff. And for a half, it was, you know, it was worth monitoring. It was worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah.
It was not as crisp and as clean as we're used to. And then, you know, he came out for halftime. He executed drives that put the game away, and they were able to win. They were able to win comfortably. Didn't activate his legs as much as I thought he might, given how he spoke before the game. Under different circumstances, maybe he would have. Was his footwork a little off? Was he seemingly, to me, feeling his way through a lot of things in the first half? Yeah, I think so. But it started to look like vintage Lamar in the second half. The box score looks like vintage Lamar. We've said it before. Man, he covers up a lot of
worse. Yeah.
I mean, he just does. And I think he's only going to get better from here. He turned what was a game that they should have probably been losing at halftime if Miami wasn't totally inept. And 6 minutes into the second half, you're like, this is over.
Yeah.
Like, this is over.
Well, I think that drive to start the second half, that was it. It spanned almost 7 minutes. They scored the touchdown. You go up 21-6, and then you get another touchdown on the very next drive. But he's just such a special player, guys, where he didn't have to use his legs all that much yesterday. You had the pass attempt on the first drive where he'd short hopped it to Bateman.
And he talked about that after the game.
But besides that, he was really, really sharp. And to, again, show how much he's really grown, we kept bringing up earlier in the week the last time they went to Miami, the Thursday night debacle, the cover zero blitz with Brian Flores as defensive coordinator. Lamar against the blitz last night, 9 of 11, 90 yards, 3 touchdowns.
And we talk about his legs. He says he's 100%. The one big run he had, and it's actually the game is being broadcast on NFL Network right now, and it's the play with the run. He got tripped from behind it was a 13-yard gain. I think if that's fully healthy Lamar Jackson, he's getting at least another 15 yards on that run. Like, I think that's a 30-yard run. It reminded me a little of the self-pass in the Chiefs AFC title game. He caught the ball he threw, and he got tripped up from behind. And we knew he was like a step slower than we were used to seeing, and he lost weight that offseason. Like, to Jason's point, now he's got the mini bye. I think you're going to see he got more lathered up in the second half. I think you'll see him more spry in Minnesota on Sunday, a week from Sunday.
I absolutely think so. I would be really surprised if we don't. And I frankly think they're going to need his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got no room for error. And we documented the run game and fits and starts and how tricky, out of sorts, whatever you want to call it, it's been at times. I think improvements and gains, I don't know that it's coming from like Derrick Henry or, I mean, even Keaton Mitchell. That's such a sort of side element, you know? Like, in terms of what could really jolt the run game, it's Lamar doing what he did one time in this game, which is running for that big first down. I mean, I'm not saying 12 or 15 times, but 5 to 7. And I'm not talking kneel downs, and I'm not talking, you know, I'm talking 5 to 7 real attempts to extend drives with his legs in the course of a game, if it's looking like that sort of nip and tuck game.
That's the ultimate difference maker for Lamar, and typically when the Ravens are in those close one score games, that's when he uses his legs even more. You won by 22 points yesterday, so it wasn't like Lamar needed to put on the cape and run all over the yard. It wasn't any of that, but the Ravens got a long way to go through, you know, the rest of the regular season. They're going to find themselves in close games, and you just hope at that point Lamar is healthy enough to get the extra 15 yards that he didn't get yesterday.
Well, Jason, to your point, if this is Lamar and he's right, there's going to be a random game where he carries the ball 13, 14 times. We've seen that in the past. Like, well, I can't tell you which game it's going to be, but I think it was the Chiefs week one a year ago he carried the ball a bunch of times. So there will be that game that pops up where he knows it's his legs that he's got to use to win the game.
Yeah, and look, it may come up against a lesser opponent sure. earlier in the year than we're accustomed to, because the whole tenor and tone and cadence of this season is different than anything we've seen in recent years because of how poorly they started. And let's not, again, forget recent history. And I don't mean just these last 5 days. We were calling that, man, Lamar's got to run more before he got hurt and while he was being sacked 15 times in three games.
Yeah. By the way, I couldn't predict exactly what he was going to do last night, but one thing I could predict, he was going to be wearing a skull cap because it was under, it was 70 degrees at kickoff. So, like, he's freezing.
Snoop was cold too. He had the beanie on.
Yeah, man. I'm wondering what he's going to wear in Green Bay in December.
Also, we do have to point out, because you sent the video, play action soul food. Yeah.
I told you
there. It was there.
I told you guys. They're either catering the pregame or the postgame.
Yeah. Was it Zay and Snoop had a big,
big. Looks like an awesome meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both said
a lot of food in that plastic container. Yeah. In that plastic container, whatever it was.
Yeah. Screaming. Snoop hit the tagline. You ate yet?
Yeah.
Tagline. So yeah, Ravens win 28-26, and now get a mini bye before they head to Minnesota next Sunday. But coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TAM. Also, we'll get some best bets with Beltway Ben. But first, Bone.
Yeah, we'll get our best bets for week 9 in the NFL. All of us. Ben was on a superheater the last time we did this a couple weeks ago. Did that continue? I'll tell you next.
It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Best bets week 9 edition for us, and I won't bore you guys with the details of a couple weeks ago because I was out last week, but just let you know how everybody did real quick. I went 1-2 2 weeks ago. I'm 7-11 overall. Ken, you went 1-2, also 7-11. Jason, you went 2-1, 9-9. Ben finally took one L, but still went 2-1. So he's 8-1 in his last 9. 13-5.
He's doing the reverse Stonefelt.
13-5. And I keep saying this. This is a morsel of WannaBet. This is 2 minutes of WannaBet.
So, no, this is.
If you want belt,
why this is a frosty. It's not a. Yeah. It's not a baconator. It's not a baconator.
Well, it's a frosty junior. Where if you frosty want the junior. You want the extra large frosty, go to WannaBet 7 days a week. And also, it's not like Ben's just picking NFL. He's great at all sports.
Yeah. Why do you think people are lined up in Eldersburg?
Exactly. Why do you think I'm going to be lined up?
That's a good point.
I've had Margie out there since Wednesday.
So let's get to our picks for week 9, and I'm going to start with a game involving the Ravens' next opponent.
Oh, interesting.
I like the Lions to cover the 9.5-point spread against the Vikings. Lions, they're coming off a bye. Their last game, they blew out the Bucs on Monday Night Football. The Vikings, whew, if you watch that game against the Chargers Thursday Night Football, it was ugly. And, of course, that was Carson Wentz. He's done for the year. Now it's J.J. McCarthy, who he hasn't played for quite some time. He's missed the last 5 games. I don't like the direction in which the Vikings are going. That Brian Flores' defense has really looked vulnerable over the past couple of weeks as well. I think the Lions win, and they win big. I like the Chiefs, -1.5 at Buffalo. And Kansas City's humming. The Ravens, they woke the beast, because when the Chiefs dropped that 37 spot on them, they've scored 28 points or more in each week since then. And taking on a Buffalo defense that is meh. They blew out the Panthers last week, but whatever. Atlanta, that game prior to that, they really took it to Buffalo there. And I know the Bills have gotten the better of the Chiefs in regular season matchups, where the Chiefs have dominated the postseason meetings, but I think Kansas City wins on Sunday. And I also like Houston, -1.5. Against the Broncos. I think this might be a letdown spot for Denver. That Houston defense is legit. I know there's questions about the offense, but I think they can muddy up that game enough
against Denver, and I think Denver suffers its first loss in a little bit. So I got the Lions -9.5, Chiefs -1.5, and Houston -1.5.
We are simpatico on the Lions. I'm not. I think I've mentioned this before. I'm not a JJ McCarthy fan. Never have been. They've got skill position talent, but I just don't think he's the guy. And I think the Lions divisional game, I think they go in there and roll the Vikings. I'm on the other side of that Broncos-Houston game. I do love the Houston defense. I don't like the Houston offense, and I like what the Broncos are doing right now. I'm taking the Broncos plus 1.5, and I'm going to take the Colts. -3.5 in Pittsburgh. I just don't know how the Steelers are going to be able to keep up with the Colts.
Yeah. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to keep up with the Colts either. Let's do this. Let's take the Chargers to lay 5.5 and go over 27.5 points. That'll get you +130. So we're taking it down from the 9.5 or 10 against Tennessee, but we're going over team total 27.5. Let's take the Lions down to 6.5 and go over 31.5 against those hapless Vikings.
31.5?
Yep. Okay. That will get you plus money as well. And let's just go under in the in the 49ers-Texans game, which I... 39.5 was last I looked.
39.5.
49ers-Texans.
No, Texans playing the Broncos.
I mean, Broncos. I had it right the first time. 49ers played it. Broncos-Texans.
Broncos-Texans. Okay. All right. Ben?
Beltway Ben?
As always, we do one prop and then two sides or totals. James Cook over 75.5 rushing yards. I think he's going to have a big day against the Chiefs' run defense. Chicago Bears -2.5 and -110. I don't know what the quarterback situation is, and even if it is flat, like I'm not worried. I think the Bears come ready to play, so I like them -2.5 at -110. And I am with you, Tim. The Houston Texans on the money line -126.
Ooh.
Weird line. A lot of people jumping on the Broncos. Usually in those spots, we see the public lose.
Ben also 8-1 in his last 9 plays during this segment. Do you have any plays? Yeah. World Series or college?
Yeah, there's a few. I'll do a few NBA and a college football one that I got to get in. Jalen Johnson, double-double at +135 tonight against the Pacers. No Trae Young. I'm taking it in regards to points and rebounds, but he can get up to 10-plus assists with no Trae Young. Lonzo Ball over 4.5 assists at -110 for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Garland's still out. And then Ivica Zubats over 10.5 rebounds at -110. The Clippers are playing... New Orleans. Then the only college football play that I really like tonight, there's a new prop for Maryland people. FanDuel's doing like rushing yards and receiving yards. It's the closest I've been to player props in like 1.5 years, so I'm happy it's finally a thing. North Carolina over 137.5 rushing yards tonight against Syracuse.
Wow.
Their run defense is awful. UNC, Benjamin Hall is their running back. A lot of respect for that guy. He's got a great name. I mean, he's been better lately.
Like
they've been giving him more carry. So I do like UNC over 137.5 rushing yards.
Benjamin Hall, let the people know where they can find you.
At BH Journalist on Twitter. You can find any of my stuff there. You can find everything we do at Wanna Bet with us. And it's global all around.
Taking over the world.
And they can find you at Wendy's tomorrow.
Yes, Wendy's.
Wendy's tomorrow, 9 to 11. You can get in the, Cash
Cube.
Cash Cube.
Yeah. You'll find me in a sleeping bag in front of it.
Margie. Poor girl hadn't bathed in 4 days, but she's ready to see Beltway Ben.
Mm.
Coming up next, we gave you the six-pack of offensive observations earlier. Time for our six-pack of defensive observations after the Ravens' 28-6 win over the Dolphins. We'll give them to you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.